This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying to the cause at 7 after the hour. Here we are. Doug Steffens, good day. Bringer, giving myself a hand here. If nobody else will do it, Jennifer won't give me a hand.
Oh, very well.
Okay, let's hear it. There it is. Very good. Jennifer, Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles and also as a graduate of the Doug Steffens School of Broadcasting.
Like Trump University.
Yes, it's just like Trump University. Absolutely, the same thing. Make America great again. You know, it's funny. People ask me all the time about you and where have you gone and what's going on, and I get things, the email from folks, where's Jennifer, what's going on? And because you are still connected, and we'll, no matter what happens on the air, we'll always be connected because we are that close. Our families are close. But one of the things that we learn, one of the things that people sort of maybe don't relate to as they ask about things like, where's Jennifer? Or what's going on? Where's Victoria? Where is everybody? What's going on with the program? And the idea that this is a program that has finite boundaries. It doesn't, as is obvious, because Jennifer isn't here as much as she used to be, although I kind of would like to have her around a little bit more. We change. Everything changes. Life changes. We move on and we do other things. But we want to, many of us want to not let go of the old, because it's old, that doesn't mean it's not any good. And I don't say that in defense of me and my
age. Like cheese or seafood or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's we don't need too much of that. But it's kind of like with this sort of program, this is a unique radio program, if you will. And I don't say that because it's mine. It's all of ours. And it has matured over the years and gone up and down and sideways. And one of the things that people also ask is, well, how do you get ready? What do you do? I live my life.
Not much.
Thank you, Jennifer. I have a big life. Lots of things are going on. Jennifer does. It's not like, it used to be when I was a disc jockey, you had an air shift. You know, you'd go in at 3 o'clock. I would go to the radio station right after I taught school, and I went to the radio station. I did 4 hours on the air. That was a shift. But in terms of conversation radio, what's on the air is what we're doing with our lives. And I think if you don't remember that, if you are so steeped, it's just politics, that's not all. Your life cannot just be one thing. So the people, in my estimation, that are good, Jennifer has a very exciting life, and we tell stories and relate to the events of the day, things that are happening that are relatable. You know, unless it's who shot who, and I don't know that sometimes that is relatable because of circumstances. But you know what I'm saying? It's at the end of when we stop talking for that day, that doesn't mean it's the end of the program. What happens tomorrow will be a result of what we've probably experienced today. So I think that's something that we ought to think about and be thankful about, because there are so many things going on in the world. It makes it fun and interesting and compelling to listen to our conversations.
Well, here's an example. Just add in with that,
yeah,
even the stuff that's not so nice, because gosh knows that.
Yeah, there are plenty of that. Yeah,
I feel like when we do it and we talk about stuff together, it gives us a support group. You know, nobody wants to go through this world alone. And so, if you have a group, I always think of this as like a big old like virtual room of people that join us every single day. And when we can go through the hard stuff together, it makes it that much easier. You know, you can find some things to laugh at. You can find some things to connect on. And I don't know. I'm blessed to be able to do this every single day for sure.
Yeah. I want to also acknowledge one of my heroes as a broadcaster, as a kid growing up, going to school in Ohio. Went to Heidelberg, which is in Tiffin. We used to listen to WKYC in Cleveland, which was at the time a great radio program, a radio station. A lot of the guys that were on the station when we started, when I was a senior, all went to WCFL in Chicago. The next step from Cleveland was, it made sense, go to Chicago. One of the people who was on the air there was a guy named Specs Howard, who was on the radio there in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. And he passed away over the weekend at the age of 96, I think, 97. He had a great boy. He had a great way about him. Again, one of these talking about broadcasters that brought their lives. Everybody in the city knew who he was. It was in the time when everybody listened to just one station, usually one or two stations. And so I remember this guy as someone that you could really learn as a young broadcaster. Just learning to him tell, learning, listening to him tell the stories about what were going on, in his, what was going on in his life, what was going on in Cleveland and stuff. So a tip of the hat to Specs Howard, who's passed away. Here's a good story. Firefighters here in the Boston area, credited for heroic thinking. One of these fellas saved a mother and her two children from a burning building this weekend. There was a mother, her two children. The two children were, one was 5 years old, the other was a teenager. Clifford St. Jean, who was a neighbor and also, I think, a firefighter as well, if I get this, put this all together. This guy saved the family from serious danger. He heard the sound of the fire, grabbed a mattress laying in his backyard, and positioned it under a window. The building, and picture this, right? This is what's good about using your imagination. The building is engulfed in flames. The mother is yelling out the window, "What do I do with my children?
I help."
So this guy says, "Don't be afraid. I'm down here to carry them." The youngest child landed in his arms. The mother and the teenager jumped as well and landed in the mattress.
Wow.
How about that? That's look at all incredible. That stuff. Yeah, right. Imagine the emotions that are going on, mother and children,
people,
huh?
Too, by the way, the good in people for helping out.
Yeah. And he didn't need to want to. He didn't want to be called a hero or any of that stuff, but he was basically the five. There were other children and adults in that building. Nine people lived in the building altogether. They were displaced, and so the building was destroyed. Amazing. So that's that story. In the people department, Pamela Ricard, Kansas teacher, suspended after she refused to use a student's preferred pronoun, sued the school district, and got $95,000 out of it. You know
there
what?
You go.
Good.
Good for her.
I'm really over all of this stuff. I know you can be as you are. And you can use the stuff that you want to use to describe yourself, but if other people don't relate, or other people don't get it, or it's meaningless, or whatever it is. So this teacher teaches at Fort Riley Middle School in Kansas City. She was told that the, I'm looking for the name of the child, probably not important to the story, frankly. But anyway, the student was told, the teacher was told that she preferred an alternative first name. A classmate told Ms. Ricard that the student preferred he, him pronouns. She began addressing the student as Miss, using the student's last name to avoid using the student's preferred first name. She believed addressing the student as Miss, because she was enrolled as a female, respected the student while also upholding her convictions.
Mm-hmm.
This is so crazy. This is craziness.
Crazy.
It is nuts. What is
it? You know, I know this sounds like an old curmudgeon, and I hope I'm not. But, it's...
That role is allotted to me as Captain Curmudgeon. Thank
but
you.
But it's so ingrained in our young people now. I was spending time this weekend with a few youngsters who were saying, well, they... What,
Whatever it is. I don't understand it either.
I can't remember it because it's not grammatically correct, so I have to remember how they were doing it. But basically using they, but in the singular, because this is someone who doesn't, I guess, identify as either male or female, so they are a they. And it just, it boggles my mind because grammatically it just doesn't make sense, which, you know, we're our sticklers for around here usually most of the time.
Yes.
But it also is just, it's coming from such an early age. Why do we even have to go there? People want to identify in certain ways as they get older, let them. But why is it pushed in kindergarten or in preschool? If somebody in preschool is feeling that they are not who their body represents, they're going to say something. I don't know why we need to push it and make everything a choice for children who are five. It's just a lot.
Yeah, it's way over. So I was thinking about this yesterday when I was on the tractor, interestingly enough, thinking about how things... I do my best thinking on the tractor. Actually, as we were talking before, the program sort of never ends. I'm always thinking about what can we talk about and where are there things going on that would be interesting. And so in this case, the woman who was a teacher, when she was sued or she was chastised and told not to do it by the school district, not to refer to her other than by whatever her preferred pronouns were, and the teacher said, no, it's too confusing. So she sued the school district, and she got $95,000 in the suit. And I don't have a problem. I just think that it just is. Where's the focus on teaching? Now, this is a teachable moment, maybe, to try to understand. Where did this come from? That's what boggles my mind. I don't understand where all this stuff came from. Where did it start? Who started it? And why was it started? What
and when? I mean, I know.
What's the point of all of this stuff? It really is. It's kind of, and it's so distracting from the real, like so many other things that are distracting in the educational process. That's why we have a lot of dummies that are coming out of public school, because they spend all their time or too much time focused on this kind of stuff instead of the very basic things that we all need to know so that we can program our lives. A good sentence. Good English. Learn how to count from 3 to 5. 3 plus 2 is 5. Hooray! 18 after the hour. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Shipping is free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
We'll be right back. know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
A warning, I guess, to people who stop taking statins when they shouldn't. What's the story here, Ken?
Stopping prescribed statin medication early or even at age 80 instead of using it for a lifetime may actually substantially reduce protection against heart disease.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, who's here for Jay Kirshner for a couple of days. Refreshing, nice to hear. It's all, everything, the relationships that I've developed over the years with the ladies who have been on the air with me. Jennifer's going to laugh. Yeah, this, I can feel the laugh
ready,
coming on.
Ready, lay it on me.
The relationship stuff. Because there have been all kinds of relationships that I've had with a lot of different ladies who have been on the program.
But those were like relationships.
Yeah, that kind of relationship, yes.
We have a relationship.
Yes, we do.
Relationship.
Yes, relationship, yes, right.
Cue the Barry White music.
Yeah, exactly. And the Love Unlimited Orchestra, please, to go along with that. Jane Fonda is in the celebrity news today, social media trending with a story about her announcement that she has cancer and she's undergoing chemotherapy treatments. So she wrote, "My dear friends, I have something personal I want to share. I've been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, started chemo treatments." So which is the one that's more life-threatening? I never can remember this. Hodgkin's lymphoma or non-Hodgkin's? Hodgkin's. It seems to me non-Hodgkin's is worse than Hodgkin's, I think. Rich McFadden had non-Hodgkin's.
He had Hodgkin's, didn't he?
Oh, he had Hodgkin's, yeah. All right. Anyway, she's 84. She says it's treatable. 80% of people survive, so I feel lucky. Now,
she says it's survivable, but you want to know something? I'm going to send you down a total rabbit hole here.
Okay.
But I just typed in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and the first thing that comes up is Roundup lawyers. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah.
Roundup, the weed killer. Yeah.
Yep. From
interesting first result.
Yeah. And they still get away with. This is, I am going, thank you, I guess, for sending me down the rabbit hole, because it's one of the things that I feel strongest about on the air, talking about Monsanto and the parent company now, Bayer, and how they have $5 billion set aside for, because they know they're going to lose these lawsuits, and yet the product is still legal here in America, but nowhere else. It can't be used in Europe. It's not being used in South America. It can be used in Asia. But they make so much money selling this stuff, they've killed so many people. It's like the tobacco industry. How these no-good sons of bees can continue to practice filling people's lungs with the stuff that kills them. And this is the same thing. Roundup has got glyphosate in it, which is a known carcinogen and will kill you. And there are thousands and thousands of cases that have been brought against Monsanto and Bayer because of this stuff and what it does to you. So, yeah, you did send me down a rabbit hole.
I didn't mean to, but I knew it would, but that's interesting. And non-Hodgkin's is just different in the treatment from Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so she has been doing chemo now for the past 6 months. I'm talking about Jane Fonda, handling the treatments well. She says, I won't let the disease interfere with my activism. What about her acting? Active, maybe act, A-C-T. If she's a good actress, been always been a good actress. So anyway, survival rate with non-Hodgkin 73% in the U.S., so good thought for Jane Fonda, one way or the other. Never mind her politics. Just think about all the things she's done to entertain that have been enjoyable. It's 28 past the hour.
Paid for by GovMint.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I also spoke with Premier Mo of Saskatchewan to highlight that the federal government will be there. The resources necessary right now in this time of crisis.
Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. We all wait for the coroner's findings. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
October 4th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump 4 years ago warned Germany in a speech at the United Nations against being too reliant on Russia for their energy. Those German leaders at the time said they were insulted and laughed at the mere idea of such a thing. Representative Pat Fallon from Texas on Newsmax says the price for energy in Germany this week is now 10 times higher than it was 4 years ago.
And now look at the situation that the Germans have got themselves in. There, if you look at their price per megawatt in 2020, for the 4 months from April to July, and then look at it just 2 years later, it is 10 times more expensive in Germany right now.
The executive vice president and CFO of Bed Bath & Beyond, who jumped from the 18th floor of a New York City skyscraper on Friday, was the subject of a class action lawsuit that alleged he inflated stock values in a pump-and-dump scheme. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles.
No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I don't know. So I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
This guy paddled 38 miles down the Missouri River on a pumpkin. You want to visualize that for a moment? 846-pound pumpkin. He was trying to sail past the Guinness World Record of 25 miles on a pumpkin.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Conversations we have off the air. These people are trying to get me to put a chicken on the air. Actually, what you could do, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas, you could go find an old song, In the Mood, by the Hen House Five. That's your
this is a trick,
challenge.
A trick.
No, it's not. Nope. It is not a trick. I used to use it as a theme for my local program in Boston back in the late 70s, early 80s, In the Mood, the Hen House Five. So if you can find that, you get. I'm going to excuse myself.
Oh! If you find that, James, you're going to get a sneeze. Which
good heavens, excuse me.
Bless you.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
What if
you one more for the trifecta? Come on.
No, I think I did the trifecta. There were three of them there. People say, oh, so what do you do? Like in the old days of broadcasting, when everything was very formal and you couldn't make mistakes, and wowie zowie, you couldn't have dead air. What did people do when they had a sneeze? You sneeze. That's it. You shut the microphone off. You don't want to get the sneeze in your ear by any stretch of the imagination, but you do. And I feel like there's another one coming in any moment here. Here's some good news about the saving of 1 million gallons of paint. You hear people focused on saving 1 million gallons of water. But anyway, these folks, they found 1 million gallons of paint. They've been around. This is, I guess, if you really have a passion for paint.
Exactly.
Cat Hyde and Kate Moray. So they have this passion. They went around to landfills, and they gathered up all the paint that they could from the landfill. First of all, it shouldn't be put in the landfill.
They're rescuing it because, it shouldn't be out there to begin with.
No, it shouldn't be there in the first place.
It's sitting outside my garage where all the paint goes to dust.
They've collected around 300 tons of paint every year from this landfill since 2004.
That's cool.
They co-founded a group called Seagulls. This is on the coast of England. They've grown the company, 14 staff members. They have 10 volunteers. They just started collecting half-used paint cans, and they sorted it out, and they mixed, they came up with reblends of new colors. So now they've made a business out of it. See, you can do all kinds of things with recycling. I have done this myself. I have a lot of paint around here that I got from the paint. They went to the, used to bring them, I don't think they do it now. The local incinerator had a place where you could bring things like that every Saturday. So I remember, I go down and I pick the stuff up. I use it to paint the buildings, the doors, the windows on the farm, that kind of stuff. And so, but putting paint into the rubbish is really something that ought to be outlawed, frankly, and I'm not
You're not supposed to do that. I don't think
you're supposed to. It's bad.
Bless you. Good Lord. Welcome to the antihistamine hour here on the Good Day Show.
Good God. Bunga bunga. Maybe I'm allergic to you, Jennifer. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, please, please.
All right, sorry, that's a good idea. That's from the good idea department.
Sweet. And I like that idea. That's great. Very good use of people's resources.
Yep. Okay, in the last half hour, we were talking about politically correct realities. And so if you didn't hear that, you can go back to gooddayshow.com all day, every day.
Here's the recap. We don't like it.
Yeah, right. It's not something that we support. Let's put it that way. At any rate, you know, people should be able to do what they want, but don't expect other people to go along with it, or don't try to put people in a box if they don't agree, or they just don't want to take the time.
Right.
You know, fire people because they won't. We were talking. All right, so you can hear this the Good Day Show repeat at gooddayshow.com, or we'll do a quick, as Jennifer said, a quick recap. A teacher got $95,000 from the school board because she didn't really recognize some youngster who wanted to be called something different than what she actually was, or he actually. I don't remember. I just know it was. I think it's nonsense. But that's me. I don't. You may not think it is, and that's swell if you want to go along with it. But to chastise me because I don't think that it's a priority, I don't care what you call yourself. Call yourself whatever you want to, but don't expect me to do it, especially if I don't know who you are or what you are in the first place. So, all right, so here's something on top of that. My pal Bob Kay, who's very closely aligned with this radio program, just sent me a note suggesting that the realtors have been told no longer can you refer to the main bedroom as the master
bedroom. Absolutely.
No more of that. Now it's the prime bedroom. Right. So who came up with that? Because
it's racist.
It's a slave. It's oh, my God.
But how many people even know that that's a racist thing?
Right.
Say you've got a master bedroom.
Is it? Is that what the derivation of the master bedroom is? The master,
the house master
sleeps
lives there?
In the master? I thought it was the master bedroom because it was the biggest bedroom in the house, usually. The master bedroom is the biggest. I never, ever would have thought until just this moment that it referred to slave owners as the master. That's really true, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's the new reality. Everything is getting kind of changed up. And so many of us, I think, we just
That's okay if that's what it referred to, but who knew?
Right.
I didn't know that. Never knew that. Okay, here's another one. This is from...
I mean, do you go and, like, get in bed at night and go, I'm getting comfy in the slave owner's bedroom? No, nobody's doing that.
I wouldn't have ever thought about it that way. Wow. Let's go to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. 14-year-old girl transferring high schools. Catholic school gave a referendum, an ultimatum to this 14-year-old boy. Cut your dreadlocks or find a new school. So, the principal said this is in the way of your education. A fellow's name is Braxton Schaefer. Mother said, we're getting booted because our son has long hair. A freshman at O'Gorman High School. A word of the school's problem with his dreadlocks was brought up during a school event. Parents have met with administrators in the hopes of reaching an agreement.
Here's the agreement. You cut your kid's hair.
Yeah.
This is what's so infuriating. As someone who went to Catholic school, it doesn't discriminate. Everybody, that's what's so great about the one great thing. You can make arguments about Catholicism or private school, but uniforms are the great equalizer, right? You don't know who's the have or the have
right.
not.
Who has
Everybody's
it?
In a uniform. Everybody's got to follow the same set of rules. There was, I think I've told you about this before, in my school, there was a highly publicized case, like Gloria Allred got involved, all these lawyers, because this girl that I went to school with wanted to get married at 16 and wanted to start having children I think she was in 10th or 11th grade. And so the Catholic school's like, no, you have to be unmarried to go here. And it ended up in this big lawsuit and this big fight. And the Catholic school prevailed because they had rules that they
rules
set up for everybody.
School. Yeah.
You want to get married? Go to public school.
Home you want to go to the school? Up. Cut your hair. That's it. Right. See you later. And that's it. So, anyway, the parents have been pushing back, but I don't think they're getting anywhere, it would seem. The father said he just wants to go to school. He wants to play football. See, this is... I'm going to go off on a toot here. Here I am. Thank you, Jennifer. You've sent me down the rat hole a couple of times.
Sorry.
All right. Down the rat hole we go. So, I was watching a baseball game on Saturday night. I quite like to watch baseball games. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I was having dinner or whatever the heck was going on.
Did you allow yourself the luxury of watching the Dodgers?
Oh, no, I wouldn't waste my time with that. No. This was the Red Sox versus somebody. And the pitcher for the other team, I'm trying to remember who it was, I can't, had long, long, long hair.
Yeah.
He looked ridiculous. And not only that, whether it looks bad, it has to interfere in some way, shape, or form with the way you play. And people say, well, how could that be? I don't know. But when you got hair that's that long, it's got to be, it could fall in your vision thing. Maybe it falls over your ear.
Yankees used to have a dress code, but now I don't even know if they do.
You can't.
Because all these young punks want to come out and, have my creativity. And, they've got chains flying all over the place. Or, like, we've got a guy with big red poofy hair all over the place. I mean, look, it's great during the off season, but when you're on... Perform. The
Cut
Yankees
your
have
hair.
The, you couldn't even have facial hair on the Yankees. I don't know if that's still the rule. Probably not, but it used to be.
So we really do sound like a couple of old coots.
I know. But you know what? I bet the honest people actually agree with us.
Of course they do.
Oh, we can't.
Come on.
We can't squash people.
Absolutely.
Creativity.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So anyway, that's sir. Okay. Here. Let's. What do we have? 45 after the hour. Let's pause for a moment. Then I'm gonna make some trouble. All right. Ready for trouble?
Uh oh.
All right. Trouble coming up after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Music to my ears. Do you believe that I used to start my radio program every day?
I do believe it.
Crank it up there, James. So James, being the vulnerable kid that he is, said, "This can't be real."
Oh, and what did I say? Oh, no, James, it's real.
Oh, my God.
You clearly found the right song if you're asking if it's real or not.
Yeah, it's real. Yep. The Hen House 5 and In the Mood. And I don't know why that came into my mind when it did, but now that you found it, you'll keep it handy there, James. Put it someplace on one of those racks that you have, and we'll use it from time to time as appropriate, if you will. Okay, so now trouble. The partisan divide on COVID. We were talking earlier, if you listen to the earlier part of the program, you can go back to gooddayshow.com and hear the conversation Jennifer and I had about COVID and the new shots, which even Dr. Ken says don't get. Mm-hmm. Now, as usual, everything's been made political, so there's a new survey out about Americans and which party has handled COVID better.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm going to say they all stunk.
According to this survey, it's called the COVID poll. It was done by, I'm looking at who actually did this poll. Probably not important to the results. The results are 45% of Democrats handled it. People think, adults when asked, Democrat, 45% say Democrats handled it better. Republicans, 32% said the Republicans handled COVID better. So there you go. What you didn't need to know and probably don't care about right here on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
I am. am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
After the hour, Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to engage us in food for thought. I was going to just say thought, but no, this is food for thought. One of the things that you, as you were listening to me, you heard me sneezing. Are you sneezing? Yes, I'm sneezing. Why am I sneezing? I've had a lot of, and this is for everybody, I guess the mechanism for sneezing. What triggers a sneeze? Why do people sneeze?
Well, it's usually the release of either the sinus passage sensors are picking up something that it doesn't want, dust, mm-hmm. whatever, and it wants it out of there.
Yeah.
Or histamine is the big thing here. Histamine, that's why we take antihistamines when we have yep. colds and sneezing problems.
Yep.
Histamine is produced by the mast cells in trigger to some allergic response, something that you're picking up that you have an allergy to.
Uh-huh.
Well, so a sneeze is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that if you're sneezing all the time, then there's a problem.
All right. And so there are allergies everywhere.
Sure.
One of the things that we are now promoting on the program and in part can help people who are listening to you and I talk is this Thunderstorm Air Purifier, which is readily available, EdenPureDeals.com. This is really a fabulous tool that purifies the air. But obviously people are going to say, well, you're sneezing all over the place. How does this stuff work? Well, imagine what was happening in my head or my body if I wasn't
using this. That's the kind of thing. I mean, I've just been sneezing.
Well, you're right.
All
you're right,
summer.
Doug, because a bigger problem is when you should be sneezing and you're not sneezing.
Yeah.
Something
right,
is
exactly.
retarding it inside the body, and these things are building up and can get into the bloodstream.
All right, so now we're just loaded with allergies. We had spring allergies. That was pretty good this summer. I didn't have a lot of trouble because maybe it was dry. Now we've had 2 days of rain, and I'm still very much involved and will be until the ground freezes and it snows with getting hay, cutting feed for the animals. And I'm guessing those are the cause of allergies that I have, at least some of the allergies. I have a gluten allergy as well. So there's a plant compound called quercetin. Sounds like a cartoon character. That is good. It's found naturally in a lot of fruits and veggies, and it offers great relief. So what are these fruits and veggies that we should be eating?
Oh, anything, any of the berries, for one thing.
Blueberries.
Yeah.
Raspberries. I eat
blueberries,
tons of
raspberries, and also any purple-colored vegetables.
Ah, eggplant
things
yeah.
like that.
Uh-huh. I don't like eggplant, so but yeah, a lot of veggies. What about purple in resveratrol in grapes?
Well, certainly
that helps.
That's why I've always said. That's why I've always said in the past, your diet should consist of as many colors as possible.
Ah, right. Okay. So you need to have an immune system that functions well. I think mine does, but I still am loaded with certain things that I'm allergic to. So standard process, which is available through you and your office, at if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is Jack's website, you'll find a lot of these things, excuse me, the natural food-based supplements, and Ginkgo Forte is one from standard process.
It has a tremendous amount of quercetin in it.
Right. So what's the derivation of quercetin? What is quercetin?
Well, it's a molecule. And interestingly enough, what I'm talking to you came from a study published in a magazine called Molecules.
Really?
Yes. And it's just simply a compound that inhibits the release of histamine. So some people might be on the edge of sneezing on almost anything they come across because they've got a real hair trigger. This is especially a good product for them because it helps to lower down that sensitivity to sneeze at almost any kind of a trigger.
All right.
So the trials that were very good that were completed, the magazine, the journal Molecules talked about it. It's interesting you find food in a magazine like Molecules, but they study all kinds of stuff. Ozone, gold ore, and they look at food.
Yeah.
And they found out that this quercetin suppresses your need to sneeze at almost anything, which is not normal.
I saw something, we'll take a quick second, ultra-processed foods linked to colorectal cancer, especially in men.
Absolutely.
That's not a surprise, right?
Absolutely. The sodium nitrite that's in there is the big enemy.
Yeah.
Well, anytime you buy a package, make sure it says sodium nitrite free.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't say that, do not
eat
it.
You don't want it. Got it. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.